there are new recommendations for the transition to unleaded avgas. Boeing reaches another milestone in development of its commercial spacecraft, and Congress approves funding to update the Wildland Aerial Firefighting Fleet. This is Aero News for Thursday, June 28, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA has published the final report and recommendations from the Unleaded Avgas Transition Aviation Rulemaking Committee, a collaborative industry government task force of key stakeholders representing aircraft and engine manufacturers, fuel producers and distributors, operator groups, aviation associations, the FAA, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. This group studied the challenges associated with the transition to an unleaded fuel to replace 100 low-lead. The committee found that a drop-in unleaded replacement fuel that can be seamlessly deployed to the existing fleet of aircraft is simply not available, and that alternative fuels require significant assessment to ensure safety. In addition, to date, there is not a market-driven reason to move to a replacement fuel due to the limited size and specialty nature of avgas. The committee, though, provided several recommendations and detailed action plans necessary to facilitate the development and fleet-wide deployment of an unleaded avgas, including implement a fuel development roadmap for avgas readiness levels that identifies milestones in the aviation gasoline development process, establish centralized testing of candidate unleaded fuels, establish a solicitation and selection process for candidate unleaded aviation gasolines, and establish a centralized certification office to support unleaded aviation gasoline projects. The FAA says it is committed to developing a fiscally responsible action plan to meet the agency's goal of making an unleaded fuel available for most of the general aviation fleet to replace 100 low-lead by 2018. A series of tests on a thruster designed for Boeing's commercial space transportation spacecraft, designated the CST-100, were completed recently by Pratt & Whitney Rocketdyne. Boeing is one of several companies working to develop crew transportation capabilities under the Commercial Crew Development Round 2 agreement with NASA's Commercial Crew Program. 24 of these tested thrusters will be part of the spacecraft's orbital maneuvering and attitude control system, giving the CST-100 the ability to maneuver in space and during re-entry. The thrusters also will allow the spacecraft to separate from its launch vehicle if an abort becomes necessary during launch or ascent. The test verified the durability of the thrusters in extreme heat, evaluated the opening and closing of its valves, and confirmed continuous combustion and performance. All of NASA's industry partners, including Boeing, continue to meet their established milestones in developing commercial crew transportation capabilities. Recent federal legislation to help aerial firefighting companies modernize their fleets is drawing praise from one of the industry's trade associations. The American Helicopter Services and Aerial Firefighting Association recently officially thanked Congress for its passage of the legislation which authorizes the U.S. Forest Service to make multi-year operational funding available to private operators for fleet modernization of large air tankers engaged in wildland fire suppression. The bill, S-3261, contract awards for large air tankers, was signed by President Obama on June 13th. The legislation initially authorizes $24 million for the Forest Service to fund exclusive use contracts for wildfire suppression by four companies. The four operators, Neptune Aviation Services, Minden Air Corporation, Aero Air LLC, and Aero Flight, will be contractually obligated to provide a total of seven next-generation tankers in 2012 and 2013. The aircraft proposed by the companies include the British Aerospace BAE-146, the Avro RJ-85, and the McDonnell Douglas MD-87. All are late-model commercial jets reconfigured for the air tanker role. The U.S. Forest Service has indicated a need for 26 to 28 tankers to achieve total fleet modernization over time. Transport Canada Civil Aviation has granted a type certificate to Embraer for its Phenom 300 light jet. The Phenom 300, which received its initial certification by U.S. and Brazilian aviation authorities in 2009, is now certificated in more than 40 countries. The move comes as the company adds a new seating configuration with a two-place divan, which increases customer options and is in response to customer request. The Phenom 300 light jet accommodates up to 11 occupants and is one of the fastest aircraft in the light jet category, reaching 521 miles per hour. It can fly at altitudes of up to 45,000 feet and has a range of 1,971 nautical miles. After almost 10 years in the aircraft float business, the maker of Full Lotus Floats recently decided to focus on production of its non-aviation products. All of the design rights, inventory, and production tooling for the Full Lotus Float line have now been sold to Aircraft Floats Manufacturing. Aircraft Floats Manufacturing, AFM, will continue producing the standard line of Full Lotus Floats. It already has a large inventory and has started deliveries of floats, as well as replacement parts for maintenance and repairs to existing owners. The company will soon start introducing type-specific rigging instructions for a variety of popular aircraft designs, something not previously offered by Full Lotus. Full Lotus Floats are a versatile, lightweight, yet robust inflatable float system that was introduced in 1985 for ultralight aircraft and more recently adapted for general aviation use. AFM's new production facilities are located at the Huronia Airport in Midland, Ontario. When Aero News continues, David Riggs' probation has been revoked, Delta closes its refinery deal, and if you thought snakes on a plane made you squeamish, just wait.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, June 28th. I'm Glenn Warrior. You'll probably recall that David Riggs, who has had more than one run-in with the FAA, had been found guilty of a stunt in which he buzzed the Santa Monica Pier in an L-39 Albatross in November 2008. A judge found him guilty of recklessly operating an aircraft and sentenced him to a $900 fine, 60 days in jail, of which he served just one day due to overcrowding, and 3 years probation. Well, that sentence was imposed in 2010. The Los Angeles Times now reports that Riggs' probation was revoked this past Monday because he has not yet completed his 60 days of community service, cleaning up the beach that he buzzed with his Soviet-era military training jet. The judge tacked on an additional 20 days and gave him a new deadline of September 27, 2013. If he has not completed his community service by that date, he will be jailed for 6 months and will have no opportunity to reduce his sentence for good behavior. Since buzzing the pier, Riggs has been connected with a fatal accident which occurred in Boulder City, Nevada, that fatally injured another pilot and passenger in an L-39. The FAA is looking into whether Riggs and the other pilot might have illegally sold rides to the public in the airplanes. Delta Airlines last month announced that it had purchased an idle oil refinery in suburban Philadelphia so that it could begin to manufacture its own jet fuel. Well, the airline announced last Friday that it has finalized that deal and hopes to have the facility operational by this fall. An Associated Press report relayed by USA Today indicates that the plant had been closed by its previous owner. Delta subsidiary Monroe Energy plans to reopen the plant and hire back as many of the 400 workers laid off from the refinery as it can. Beyond the rehires, the Delta County, Pennsylvania Daily Times reports that there are other advantages as well. The refinery will also produce gasoline and diesel fuels, which it will be able to trade for additional jet fuel. In all, the airline projects it can reduce its annual fuel bill by about $300 million. Delta says the refinery should provide about 80% of its overall fuel needs in the United States. The company reportedly spent about $12 billion to acquire the facility. Lena Peterson, a reporter for Radio Sweden, on an overnight flight to Tanzania recently, had something of a macabre experience on the flight. Travelers Today reports that Peterson was on vacation when the incident occurred. A man, who appeared to be in his 30s, was sweating and having convulsions when he boarded the same plane as she. While the man received some medical treatment during the flight, he passed away after a few hours. Peterson said the flight attendants then covered him with a blanket and laid the body across a row of seats across from her. She asked for a different seat, but none were available. She said the man's feet were sticking out in the aisle just inches from her for the rest of the flight to East Africa. That, according to a report on the Blaze. Peterson had paid around $1,400 for her flight. She had originally not asked for any compensation, but later decided she was owed something for her discomfort. Kenya Airways agreed and refunded about half the price of her ticket. Peterson said that was fair, and the issue is considered closed. Well, EAA's Air Venture has become known as the home for one-of-a-kind aviation-themed Ford Mustangs. For 2012, Ford has created a Red Tails Edition Mustang to honor the exploits of the famous Tuskegee Airmen, the first African-American aviators in the United States Army Air Corps. This special Mustang will be auctioned off Thursday, July 26th to benefit the EAA's Young Eagles program. For the past several years, Ford Motor Company has provided EAA with memorable auction vehicles such as the Aviator, the AV-X10, Dearborn Doll, the SR-71 Mustang, and the Blue Angels Mustang that in total have raised more than $1.5 million for EAA's Young Eagles program. This Red Tails Edition Ford Mustang celebrates the contribution of the Tuskegee Airmen and offers a creative connection to the World War II Mustang fighter plane with a contemporary flair for the serious collector. The VIN number is 00051 of the 2013 My Build to align it with the P-51 Mustangs flown by the Tuskegee Airmen. This one-of-a-kind exterior paint job of polished aluminum and silver chrome has red and yellow accents along with exciting elements consistent with the aircraft flown by the Tuskegee Airmen. Of course, the red-tailed Tuskegee Airmen won their fame by flying bomber protection on missions into and out of Germany. Perhaps the most famous of those bombers to emerge from World War II was the Memphis Belle. And that iconic airplane is now undergoing a loving restoration in Dayton, Ohio, at the National Museum of the United States Air Force. The Belle was one of the first bombers, along with its crew, to complete the mandatory 25 bombing missions. The plane and its crew then returned to the United States in a war bond sales drive. After the war, the plane was saved from reclamation by the mayor of Memphis, who paid $350 for it. The Belle then sat on display outdoors there for decades, deteriorating from the weather and vandalism. After being moved to a display at Mud Island in Memphis and local attempts at restoration, the Air Force took it to the museum in 2005. The famed B-17 is scheduled to be back on public display in 2014. And here's a bit of trivia for you. The Associated Press reports the B-17F Flying Fortress, piloted by then-Lieutenant Robert Morgan, had its famous name before it left the U.S. mainland. Morgan, who died in 2004, said it was inspired by his sweetheart, 19-year-old Memphis resident Margaret Polk. The actual moniker came from a riverboat in a John Wayne movie called Lady for a Night that Morgan and his co-pilot saw the night before the crew were to vote on their plane's name. From the top turret to the Twin 50s in the tail, that's our report for today's Aero News. Thanks, as always, for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.